Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 3, Which Brahma Are You? Trying to convey to Sanatan Goswami something about the extent of one-fourth of Krishna's energy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited an incident from Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Brahma, the Lord of the universe, came to see Krishna at Dwaraka. When Lord Brahma approached Krishna, the doorman informed Krishna that Lord Brahma had arrived to see him. Upon hearing this, Krishna inquired as to which Brahma had come, and so the doorman returned to Brahma and asked him, "So, which Brahma are you?" Krishna is asking. Lord Brahma was struck with wonder. Why is Krishna asking such a question? Lord Brahma then informed the doorman, "Please tell Krishna that Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras, who has four heads, has come to see him." The doorman thus informed Krishna and asked Brahma to come inside. Lord Brahma offered his obeisances unto the lotus feet of Krishna, and after receiving Brahma with all honor, Krishna inquired about the purpose of Brahma's visit. "Yes, my lord, I shall tell you of my purpose in coming here, but first I have a doubt which I kindly ask you to remove, because your doorman told me that you asked which Brahma has come to see you. May I inquire if there are other Brahmas besides me?" Upon hearing this, Krishna smiled and at once called for many, many Brahmas from many, many universes. The four-headed Brahma then saw many other Brahmas coming to see Krishna, offering their respects. Some of them had 10 heads, some had 20 heads, some had 100 heads, and some even had 1,000,000 heads. Indeed, the four-headed Brahma could not even count the number of Brahmas who were coming to offer their obeisances to Krishna. Krishna then called many other demigods from various universes, and they all came to offer their respects to Krishna. Upon seeing this wonderful exhibition, the four-headed Brahma became nervous and began to think of himself as no more than a mosquito in the midst of many elephants. So many demigods were offering obeisances unto the lotus feet of Krishna, and Lord Brahma thus concluded that the unlimited potency of Krishna could not be estimated. All the helmets of the various demigods and Lord Brahmas shone brightly in that great assembly, and the prayers of the demigods made a great sound. They prayed, "Dear Lord, it is your great mercy that you have called us to see you. Is there any particular order? If so, we shall carry it out at once." "No, there is nothing especially required of you, for I only wanted to see you all together at one time. I offer my blessing to you all. Do not fear the demons." "Dear Lord, by your mercy, everything is all right. There are no disturbances at present, for by your incarnation, everything inauspicious is vanquished." As each of the Brahmas were seeing Krishna, each thought that he was the only Brahma there within his universe. After this incident, Krishna wished all the Brahmas farewell, and after offering respects to Krishna, the Brahmas returned to their respective universes. Upon seeing all of this, the four-headed Brahma at once fell down at the lotus feet of Krishna and prayed, "What I thought about you at first was all nonsensical. Everyone may say that they know you in perfection. But as far as I am concerned, I cannot even begin to conceive how great you actually are, for you are beyond my conception and understanding. My dear Lord Brahma, I am now informing you that your particular universe is only 4,000 million miles broad. But there are many millions and billions of universes which are far, far greater than yours. Some of these are many trillions of miles broad, and all of these universes require strong Brahmas, not just four-headed. The entire material creation is only one-quarter manifestation of my creative potency, for three-quarters of my creative potency is in the spiritual kingdom. After offering obeisances, the four-headed Lord Brahma departed from Krishna, and he could now understand the meaning of the Lord's three-fourths energy. And so, my dear Sanatan, Krishna is therefore known as Sri Adhishwara, a name indicating Krishna's principal abodes, Gokula, Mathura, and Dwaraka. These three abodes are full of opulences, and Lord Krishna is master of all of them. Situated in his transcendental potency, Lord Krishna is master of all transcendental energies, and Krishna is full with six opulences. And because Krishna is master of all opulences, all Vedic literature acclaim Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 3, Which Brahma Are You? Recorded July 23, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vipina Purandara Navinagara Bhoda Bhangshi Vadana Suvasa Braja Jana Palana Asurakula Nashana Nanda Godhana Rakowala Govinda Madhava Navanita Kaskara Sundarananda Gopala Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Basanahara Rasa Rasika Kripamoya Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavanata Vara Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavanata Vara Nirantara Dasa Asraya Nirantara Dasa Asraya